Ladies and gentlemen and everyone else, welcome to another episode of, I would say, your favourite podcast.
Yep. And if it's and not, what are you doing? You know what I mean?
How dare you disagree with me?
Well, it's not even that. It's just like, if it's not your favourite podcast, don't worry about it. Like, listen to your favourite podcast. Life is short. It's finite. You know what I mean? Like, if you're listening to this out of some sense of duty, or if you think you're going to get something out of this, like, if you think, oh, I don't really love it, but I think it's got to get better, it doesn't get better. I'm telling you, we from episode one, we hit our stride, and it's just plateaued.
My name is Michael Hing, and joining me in, I think, quite a hepped-up mood, with some recent good news, it is former coronavirus worry, Ben Jenkins. Hello,
That's
how are you?
Right. I'm very well. Let's get our guest in because I want her to share in this news as well.
You might know her from the Batch Pitch podcast. You would know her from the world of stand-up comedy. And you would also know her if you watched our werewolf stream where she was betrayed by one of her close friends. It's Danielle Walker. Hello, Danielle. How's it going?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Well, thanks so much for joining us on this, I think, quite an auspicious occasion, Ben, because as I said, you've had some great coronavirus news for you and you alone today.
I cured it.
No, yep, that's not what happened.
Yep, I cured it. I had it and then I cured it in my body and then I got negative results. No, I had to go for a coronavirus test, Danielle, because we went to dinner in like a hotspot. We didn't know it was a hotspot when we went to dinner there. That wasn't what drew us there. We thought it was a Korean hot pot.
Instead, you found yourself
at a Corona hot spot. It was a. So I had to get tested the other day, and I've been waiting on those results, and I don't have it, guys.
So, which did you do the drive-through test, or did you go to the doctor? How'd you get it done?
I did the drive-through test. There were doctors there, Michael. Like, it's not just you'd go to Macca's.
Swab in the nose? One in the mouth, two in the nose? Right, okay. Yeah, okay.
In the mouth and the nose. That's the correct order want it in.
And how was the experience for you?
It was really fucking stressful because I went there with my fuel light on. Right? Because I was like, oh, I want to be first cab off the rank to get this test because everybody's going to want to get these tests now. And I didn't bother to stop for petrol. And my car, not to boast, doesn't tell you in like, with a needle, it tells you like how many kilometers you have. And when I pulled,
when I pulled
into the drive-thru, I had 3 kilometers left.
How are you living on 3 kilometers? What is your fucking life that you are letting it drain to 3 kilometers left your fucking fuel?
Honestly, it is so unlike me. Like, I never let my phone dip below 50. Like, I don't know. Does this give you anxiety, Danielle, to like think of a car on 3Ks?
Yeah, I don't understand. My dad has one of those cars that mine just has a fuel light, which means I'm like, oh, this thing can go forever. But when they have the kilometers counting down, it's like, I will not let it get below 70 kilometers. But also, he does live in Townsville, so the fuel stations are like further away than in big cities.
Well, I had every intention of filling up, but I just wanted to... because also, like, I can't fill up with Mo in the car. Well, I can, but I have to fucking get him out and then, like, walk him into the servo and then, like, I don't know. I have a weirdly principled thing about not wanting to do it because I feel like I should be able to leave him in the car when I go to pay for the petrol.
No, I think that generally speaking, leaving a child in the car while you leave the car is universally hated. I think that's a terrible thing to do.
Yeah, if I'm going to the casino, but, like...
Oh, sure.
If I'm walking, like, 10 metres... into the place.
Yeah, look,
to pay for petrol and maybe buy a curly whirly.
imagine.
Yeah. I think to get fuel, you can absolutely leave the. If you can see the kid the whole time, just really make sure he's strapped in.
But I've heard people getting trouble for that. And people smash their window with a brick.
Especially if you're taking extra time to buy a curly whirly.
I would argue that if there's nobody, if I have to line up already, right? If I have to line up already, I can get a curly whirly because it's not adding any time.
Yeah, tell it to Tell it to a fucking judge.
Anyway, just
on your coronavirus test, that meant that if you had run out of, like, I cannot think of a worse time to run out of fuel because if you're at the front of that queue, And then they go, all right, we've done your swabs, on your merry way. And you're like, actually, my car has just run out of petrol. Can you help me push my car for a bit? And they're like, no, you could be coronavirus positive. We're not getting fucking near you.
Yeah. It's not like, I imagined like having to get out of my car and then immediately being domed by a sniper rifle. yeah, it was the pit. So it, I mean, it's already, everybody who's had the test will tell you it's fine. Do it if you should, but it's already a reasonably stressful thing, and that was just an additional thing. But yeah, man, I'm COVID free, and I believe that means I can never get COVID now.
It's the op. No, that doesn't. That's not what that
so
means.
That's great. That's so good.
I got very angry the other day because I went to the doctor's to get the results for a blood test, and I had my mask on, and then a man walked in, and he was like a very stinky man, and it got into my mask and then made me start to sneeze in my mask, and then everybody was looking at me and asking me if I was okay to be there and if I was showing any other symptoms, but I can't say I'm just sneezing because there's a stinky man around. And so then... I had to just say I had chronic hay fever, so they would let me stay.
Do stinky people make you sneeze?
Yeah. I'm going to be honest, Danielle, I've never heard of that before. I've never had someone's BO make me sneeze.
It wasn't BO, it was like overwhelming smoke.
Oh.
You know when, like, just cigarettes, like, really bad.
Oh, it was the Human Torch from the Fantastic Four.
Yes.
Okay, in that respect, I can attest that I've sneezed at people's perfumes in the last couple of months. Or their colognes, and that has drawn the I know what you've been through, because I have a sensitive nose to that kind of thing. Let off a couple of sneezes in an elevator the other day, and the other person was like, looked at me shocked, and then I was like, oh, sorry, it's your cologne, and the guy was like, it's never happened before, whatever.
What?
And then, yeah, there was only two of us in the elevator as well. It was a yeah. Anyway, but I felt completely what's the word? I felt misjudged, frankly.
Now, Danielle, you're down in Melbourne, which is under a reasonably strict lockdown right now. How are you going?
Yes. I think I was okay until like maybe last week, and then I realized that I was sad because I haven't done anything in like 6 months. And so I decided I would have a holiday. So from Thursday until this coming Friday, I'm having a holiday, and I'm doing things like last night I made watermelon jalapeno margaritas, and I've been trying to like just have a chill, fun time and pretend I'm on holiday.
That is lovely.
But to be clear, the holiday you're having is in your home, yes?
Yes. It is in my home.
What other fun holiday activities have you got planned?
I've been having a lot of showers with the Bluetooth speaker on, listening to music.
Oh, Danielle, I know that things are hard, and I'm really trying to stay positive, but fuck this. No, I can't. This is too depressing, mate. you're bumming me out.
That's actually a really fun thing to do, Ben, okay? Okay? It's not even that bad.
You should. Have you considered giving yourself gastro or something to really
complete the experience?
Yeah.
I think I've been sick anyway recently. I have done a bit of vomiting, but all good. So yeah. I don't need to do the gastro thing.
Yeah, just order some prawns and see what happens.
Yeah.
This is a podcast where we go through the week's classifieds and find the best and worst things to talk about. And Danielle, because you've never been on the show before, we do like to ask our guests if you've got any great stories or good stories or experiences even just buying and selling things online.
By the way, the way that de-escalated in expectations was so good. Do you have any great stories or good stories?
Good stories, or just experiences.
Look, we're just basically looking for a sentence with a verb in it at this point.
String 8 words together. No, are you someone who buys or sells things online, or is your family into it?
Well, they've recently gotten into it because they were scammed.
It as a result of that?
Well, because somebody was stealing from my nana to make a profit on the internet.
Oh, my goodness.
So My family are very big into plants. They have been into plants for generations. And my nana and my mum have like so many plants. And recently I got into like a rare plant group on the internet. And
what
I
mean
saw
you got into
all
it?
These...
Do you mean that you were finally accepted into it? Or do you mean,
or do you mean that,
you were...
that you infiltrated it? Oh, is infiltrated the word we're looking for here?
Yes. Infiltrated is the word. I infiltrated the group. They let me in. And then I saw them all selling plants that my mum and nana have just lying around for literally thousands of dollars.
Oh, shit.
Like, these plants go for like $500, $600 for a small plant.
Hang on. Does this have anything to do with the initial scam that got your grandmother? Or are we just talking about recouping her losses?
Well, I'll get to it.
Sorry.
So... I got into the page and then I saw all the plants and then I contacted my mum and my nana and said, you need to get all your plants on this website because you're going to be rich. I specifically sent a text to my mum's partner, Noel, who doesn't like that she has so many plants. And I told him how much these plants were. And then I said, sell the camping trailer, Noel. You can get a camping palace.
Hang on. Sorry, can I just to paint a picture for myself, yes, and also listeners, what kind of plants are we talking? Because are they orchids? Is it marijuana? What is the...
It's velvet leaf anthuriums. What the, specifically?
Fuck, I don't even know what that is. All right, I'm gonna Google that while you
continue. Isn't that a cryptocurrency?
Well, I mean, it's worth more, I assume. Than cryptocurrency. So I got into the website. I got mum and nana to get into the group. It took them like 3 months to get into the group because they kept not answering the security questions to get into
the
group because they're old.
Are you a plant?
Oh, just like, yes. Do you wish to follow the rules of this group? Skip. They just kept skipping it.
And your nana's like, fuck off, no, I'm not.
No one tells me what to do.
Yeah, she has absolutely no idea. And then they finally got into the group and then my mum saw that my nana's been just giving plants away to this lady for free for ages because she gives plants away. This lady's been going onto this website and selling all of my nana's plants. And she's made like 12 grand off my nana in the last 6 months.
And hasn't even wanted to cut your nan in.
Hasn't even told her about it.
Oh my goodness.
She just kept saying things like, oh, I'll take the rest. And Nana's like, I still want some of these plants. So you can't have the rest of them. They're still like, I still want them. Anyway, when Mum got into the group and saw that the lady my Nana's been giving plants to is in there making a profit, then they decided they were going to get online and sell plants.
Fuck,
and
this
now
is juicy as
they're
shit.
Rolling in the plant cash.
So
there's a crucial step we're missing here, though, because like she does need to sell plants, obviously, but she also needs to destroy this woman.
Mm, like, yes.
Oh, yes. Well, my mum messaged the admin of the page and told her the name of the woman. and then the woman contacted my mum and then they had a little backwards and forwards, which mum hasn't shared with me. But because I assume the way my mum tells a story, I assume that was a pretty polite backwards and forwards. But the way my mum tells it, my mum like set her house on fire.
can I ask, was there a pre-existing relationship between your nan and this lady who was selling plants? Were they neighbours? Were they bingo friends? Like, what was their pre-existing? Or they just meet online?
My nana just makes friends with people,
sure,
like anywhere.
Okay.
Like when I was a kid, when we would go shopping in the school holidays, when we'd eat lunch in the food court, my nana would start talking to the person at the table next to us in the food court.
Right. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I love this woman. And
wait, which woman? The nan or the lady scamming Danielle's nan?
I love the nan, and I'm going to make it my life's work to destroy that other woman.
Yes. Everybody should.
Everybody, wow. Listeners.
Okay, so I'll be
I've
on the lookout.
I've asked my mum to post her prawns.
Yeah.
Hey, Danielle, my old man runs a nursery, if that's helpful in any way to your schemes.
Ooh.
But I'm gonna put the qualifier on it that we can only use the nursery to destroy that other woman.
Yes.
Is your dad in
if they have any... I was going to say, sorry, if they have any pests, we can send the plant pests
exactly.
to her.
Oh,
like
sure.
Fungus gnats or something.
Does your dad have any need for a velvet leaf anthurium supplier, Ben?
Oh, it's far too fancy for Dad, unfortunately. I mean, this sounds
mostly
like...
sells. What does your dad mostly sell? Is it hay?
It's fancier than hay. It's split the difference.
Okay.
He's a humble hay merchant. He sells tropical palms.
Tropical palms is what he sells.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Palmland up in Terry Hills. Tell him that Freedom Good Home sent you, and he will have no idea what that means.
He'll say, "What is that?" And you're like, "Oh, you're sat as a podcast." And he'll be like, "What's a podcast?" And then they'll play some episodes of this fucking podcast to your father, and then you will be taken out of the will. That's basically how that trajectory goes there.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's the closest this podcast has gotten to an ad read, and I think it was a pretty good one. hey, guys, well, do you want a snack report? Do you want a fucking snack report?
Yeah, are you eating? Are you chowing down, are you, Benjo?
We haven't had a snack report in a while, and somebody got in touch and said, could we have a snack report? And I wasn't going to do it, but I thought it might irritate Hing. So I have three things that I want to talk about. The first is a delicious coffee from Campos just up the road. Really enjoyable, just a flat white. I'm halfway through. It's a little bit cold, but a good coffee can be drunk tepid, I think, is a good test.
Okay, fine.
The next thing I have is a Mount Franklin lightly sparkling passion fruit drink. Now, when they say, it says a hint of natural flavor. I don't know if you're aware of this, Danielle or Hing. Have you come across this particular product?
So this is like a sparkling water. They put a little bit of, like, I guess, some sort of essence into it, you know?
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Yeah. You look at the can and you look at the name and you think, this is going to be like one of those, you know when you go to a vending machine and there's like one healthy one? It's like called Cool Springs or...
Yeah, anyway, Mineral like, Springs or some shit.
Yeah. And it's basically just like Pasito, right? Like it's like a sugary drink. When they say a hint of flavor, they're not fucking around, Michael and Danielle. It's barely there. If I gave you this and said this is normal water, you probably wouldn't think twice. It's okay, a real delight. Right. You know, it's a real subtlety.
You're a fan of this. Okay. Is there any... Are we done with this segment now?
No, we're not. Because I said there's three things and I've only done two of them. So, and I'm not even done on the second one. I wanted to say that it's a really nice mindful experience too, because you have to seek out. You have to seek out the flavor. You know what I mean? Like you have to think about it.
When people talk about mindfulness and how it is helpful to like be present in the moment, no one has ever done that in the context of passion fruit water. This is in...
Well, maybe they should. And the last thing I want to talk about, guys, this was from the same shop I got the Campos from. I've got this Dolce de Leche caramel slice with macadamia nuts on top of it. And can I just say, in terms of texture and in terms of taste, it's 10 out of 10 for both.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind if it were a little bigger. It's probably the length of a big man's finger. You know what I mean?
Like which finger?
The rude finger. It's the length of a big... You know what it is? It's probably like Hagrid's rude finger size.
Whoa.
That seems quite big.
Did you get that from a country bakery?
I didn't actually. I got it from a hoity-toity inner city cafe.
I feel like they usually have extremely small slices.
Well, no, yeah. I'm complaining about the size. Maybe I've underestimated the size of Hagrid's rude finger. Anyway... That's my only criticism of it. I wish it was more. And you know what? Guys, when it comes to slices, wanting more is a great problem to have. So those are the three things that I want to talk about. My coffee, my mindfulness water, and this delightful caramel slice.
Cool. I hated all of that. I found that entire thing infuriating. Now I also know you're going to be enjoying that fucking caramel slice while Danielle and I are at the coalface of the Chuckle Mines over here carrying this fucking podcast, you know?
It's in my mouth now. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I'm thinking about getting some of that passion fruit water for my holiday.
I think you should.
Really fancy things up.
Yeah, I do love, I've got a plant wall and I just like sitting in front of it pretending I'm in a rainforest. So that might help.
Oh, Danielle, honestly, you need to stop describing this holiday. It's so depressing, dude. It's real crook. It's such a fucking problem.
No, it's not depressing. It's actually really fun. Okay?
All right. Well, let's get to some classifieds, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. Michael, do you have one to kick us off with?
Yes, this one was sent in by Siddharth. Thank you so much, Siddharth. And it's taken from...
Siddharth is fast becoming, by the way, a Hall of Cowards MVP. So thank you,
Siddharth.
Oh,
my goodness. Such good stuff. This is taken This is taken from Weehawken, I think, New Jersey.
Website or Hawken?
It's from Craigslist, and this is a place called Weehawken, I think. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Well, Weehawken, by the way, is a great place to sell something.
Weehawken here.
See? Just a little joke there for our listeners to enjoy.
So thank you for sending this in, Siddharth. It's entitled Psychic Needed for Interview with Dead.
Okay.
It reads as such. 214 years ago, Alexander Hamilton, open brackets, the father of American banking, close brackets, was killed at the Weehawken Duelen Grounds. I am looking for an experienced psychic to try to talk to his spirit at the site of his death. I would like his opinion on modern American finance and ask for and ask for any good stock picks. Rates negotiable, must be a real psychic, will not appreciate said abilities being used on me.
Fair.
Would like to get this done as soon as possible. Again, from Weehawken, New Jersey.
All right.
Okay.
I think it's good that he's asked for a real one. I think you can get stung if you don't put that in the copy.
Yeah, you want a real psychic, not a not some sort of show psychic. You know, not none of these showbiz psychics.
Hey, look, I know a little bit about Alexander Hamilton. I've seen the musical. I've listened to the soundtrack. I'm not ashamed of that.
Is that how he died?
By listening to the soundtrack?
No. Did he die in a duel?
He did die. Are you serious? Yes. That is absolutely what happened.
Okay.
But I don't think him or anybody from over 200 years ago would be useful for stock tips.
No. Like, what's although, he gonna... to be fair, I reckon he might say invest in gold, and that's just always a solid investment.
Yeah, it's true.
Pretty good. It's true. I think when they started out the American economy or whatever, the American dollar was like pegged to gold, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was like called the gold standard, right?
Yes.
So yeah, I reckon he'd had some good ideas regarding that. He might have some less good ideas with regards to, I guess broadly speaking, taxation on account of I'm pretty sure that there was a lot of killing over taxation 200 years ago in America.
I also think that he's very unlikely gonna be like, hey, look, the biotech sector is really taking off presently and
also, I guess I don't know a lot about Alexander Hamilton, but he was definitely a villain, right? In terms of, was he a villain?
I mean, everybody.
No.
Everybody, like, I reckon from like 50 years ago, by our standards today, everybody was a villain. But
sure.
You're going to have to be more specific.
Right. Okay, sure. Was he one of, in the movie Hamilton, sorry, not the movie, in the, what is it? A musical. In the musical Hamilton, is Alexander Hamilton... He's like a power-hungry guy who like rises to the top and takes over from George Washington.
He's a hustler. Have you seen it? Heard it, Danielle?
Yeah, I feel like he is fine for any of those. Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be the people who have to go to the top and take over. And seemingly, he was fine.
Okay,
he didn't want to. He was against slavery.
He was against slavery.
That's good.
Oh, okay. For 200 years ago, he's basically a saint then in American history.
He did cheat on his wife.
Okay, well that's not good.
Although I think that was maybe fictionalized for the thing. I don't know.
Oh no, he did it.
Oh no, wait. I think the sister love story was fictionalized.
Possibly, but the Reynolds pamphlet, it's real.
Is that a pamphlet where he put out where he was like, I'm going to cheat on my wife? Make 10,000 copies of this pamphlet and
like,
distribute it around the town.
It's an old-timey script and it's like on the joys of cheating on your wife.
and he also came from nothing, so that's always a fun story.
Yeah. Do love someone who.
But I just think there's probably better if you're going to a ghost for financial advice.
Okay, well, of the American Revolutionary ghosts, who's going to give you better stock picks, huh? Maybe George Washington, because he said he couldn't tell a lie. That's probably helpful.
No, that was Abraham Lincoln. Oh, no, it was. Fuck.
I reckon Ben Franklin could give you some good stock tips on account of...
I reckon Ben Franklin...
He's on the $100 bill, you know?
That's true. If you go purely...
I reckon you could just talk to a financial advisor now.
You're telling me.
I think that would... You're be my option.
You're telling me if you had to choose between, like, I don't know, the barefoot investor or the ghost of Alexander Hamilton, you'd take this guy with a YouTube channel and no shoes or whatever over the founder of American banking.
I think also a difficulty with communing with someone like Alexander Hamilton for financial advice is there'd be a lot of stuff at the top that would be quite tedious to you, like, oh my God, where am I? I thought I was past. You pulled me out of heaven. You know what I mean? Like, I think there'd be a lot of, like...
Oh, see, I think, Ben, you're thinking of more of a time travel scenario where we go back in time, we kidnap Alexander Hamilton in our time machine, bring him to 2020.
Don't presume to know what I'm thinking about
in this... I'm just saying, that's more analogous. Whereas I think this is a psychic who's talking to someone who's been dead for 200 years or whatever.
Okay.
I think, in that respect, he's been... The ghost of Alexander Hamilton has been conscious and has experienced the world over the last 200 years.
Also,
the afterlife.
So he's been watching as things go. Sorry,
I imagine so. Oop. Sorry, that was Siri being triggered by us talking about the Hamilton the musical. Excuse me.
Really?
Yeah, it was trying to play it off my watch.
That is an interesting take, because that then maybe he would be great. If he's been watching and learning, if he's got 200 plus years of knowledge,
yeah,
that's actually like a sick person to get advice from.
That's true. And because if I don't have to bring him up to speed on 200 plus years of macroeconomics, which, let's be very clear, I don't understand.
I guess, though, there would be some stuff he would be able to understand just because he's been watching. But there'd be other stuff that would still be baffling to him. Because, like, for example, my grandmother, she's been alive for the past 30 years, so knows about the internet but wouldn't know how to use it or really what it is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can imagine that Alexander Hamilton would know that, like, the Twin Towers fell and how that might have affected the economy, but might understand that, like, Apple makes computers, but also might not know what a computer is really. You know, is it a talking Bible? Who knows?
Can you imagine trying to explain to him, like, the Pepe the Frog meme? Like, just what a huge fucking punish that would be.
I kind of am thinking that, because the whole thing about stock picking, right, is basically it's kind of gambling, right? Because you don't know what's going to happen in the future. You sort of, it's like horse picking, right? It's a little bit more informed than that, but often not more than that. And you're really asking a man who died in a duel for sort of gambling tips. And it seems to me that in terms of coin flips, he's really not picked good ones in the past.
Can I offer a suggestion that I think is going to make everybody happy? I think Danielle was absolutely bang on, pardon the pun, everybody, but the money, when she said that you should just get a financial advisor. What if we kill a financial advisor and then commune with his ghost? Or her ghost. It's 2020. So, I feel like that's...
I do have... So, I used to work for a publishing company, and their whole thing was they had different magazines on how to invest your money.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the year, they would send out a letter saying, you know, what things they'd recommended had gone up and down throughout the year, and how it worked out. And so many of them were like... nothing went up. This was completely in the negative for the full year. So I don't even know. Yeah, I don't even know if a financial advisor would be the right thing. I think the best thing about this is watching somebody talk to you in either their voice, but what I want to see is somebody try and do Alexander Hamilton's voice talking at me as if they're an old-timey dude. That's what want to see.
I've never been to a psychic before. Have any of you guys been to a psychic? Do they do the voices? You'd hope they did the voices.
I would love it if I went to... what I'd do is I would get this psychic who, like, I'm assuming is a fraud, and say to them, like, when they're communing with Hamilton, he'd be like... Or it could be a woman. It's 2020. The psychic could be like, oh, he's coming through. He's coming through. Verily, I'm Alexander Hamilton. And I have to be like, and I'd be like, I think he kind of rapped like pretty much everything. So then the whole thing kind of just becomes a shitty theater sports game.
Ben, do you have one you want to share with the class?
Me? Yeah, absolutely. This one was sent in by Charles. Thank you so much, Charles. And this is from a little corner of the internet called Stack Exchange, which, Hing, correct me if I'm wrong, is usually just like kind of tech advice, right?
Yeah, it's sort of a place you go for like programming notes or like how to teach people like HTML code or whatever, like probably more advanced
than
that.
There is a part that Charles has found on Stack Exchange that is about like interpersonal skills and things. And he has quite rightly identified that this is something of a rich vein for us.
So this is an internet forum for computer programmers and a sub forum on that where people will exchange interpersonal skills. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, yeah. Questions of etiquette, basically.
Incredible. Like, incredible. You know. Incredible. Thank you, Charles. Thank
you. There is gold in these hills. So, look, straight out of the gate, this is a terrific... this one really starts strong. Classmate is being deported. How could I politely offer to buy their furniture?
No.
My classmate is being deported from the US due to visa issues and has no intentions of returning in the coming years. They plan to join a lab at a university in their home country. They're really upset about having to leave and are very easily angered.
Yeah, okay. I would be too.
So I have to try be careful with my words for them. I know they have some furniture that I could use. Since they'll soon have no use for it, how could I ask for it? I could offer money too, but not much. My stipend is not enough to live on. Ideally, I'd inherit their furniture.
That's a bad word.
Their family in the home country is wealthy, so I could potentially get free furniture that I have needed for a while now.
Fucking hell.
I wish they had said what country they were being deported to. Because if it is England and they're just like a backpacker who's like, who was like, I'm just going to hide under the radar, you know, chill out for a bit. But they're kind of like, that person.
This is.
I'm like, you know what? It's whatever it is whatever. You both probably...
If this person's totally. Yeah, it's like, I don't know, there's some sort of Uyghur from somewhere or other, I don't know.
I think there's some sort of Western China, I think. I don't know. They seem very upset about the whole thing. Something about Communist Party oppression, I'm not sure.
I agree with you, Daniel. Wild. It is crucial to know.
Yeah, there's a lot of countries that could be good. There's a lot of countries that could be terrible. So let's just assume it's a run-of-the-mill... basically bad country because most countries are pretty crappy.
Yeah,
because I imagine that's why this person is easily angered. You know,
yeah.
Be that as it may, let's not talk about the specifics of the country being deported to. More so, just like how that conversation would go if that person was upset, right? So imagine you're being sent, you know, to a country you didn't particularly want to live in, Ben.
Sure.
And I said to you. Right, let's just do a quick little role play.
Okay.
Hey, Ben.
Man, thank you so much for coming round. I've been really lonely since I found out that I have to go back.
Yeah. No worries. Hey, sorry, just first of all, can you move your car? I've just brought a van. Can you move your car in the driveway? I just need to back the van in.
I don't... but why do you have a van,
great, thank
man?
You. Oh, here's the other thing.
Sure.
You know that bookcase that you... over there.
I was probably just going to sell it to have a bit of money for when I get back home, you know.
Sure. Why do you need money for when you're back home? I thought your family's quite wealthy in your home country.
Well, I mean, yeah, but you know, there's been a regime change where I live. They used to have a monopoly on all of the eggs in my country, and
and unfortunately, a democratic uprising has meant my family is no longer in the good graces of the people. Can you, like, I cannot. There is no good way to do this. There is no good way to politely ask.
Look, if I want to be a bit of, if I was a bit of a psychopath about this, if I can put on my psychopath hat for a second,
very easily. You had that. It fits so well, and it came so easily.
If you're interested, it's a trilby. I would just be like, "Hey, man, can I help you move?"
Oh,
do you want a hand packing, and then? Do you need a hand offloading this stuff anywhere?
Oh, right. Yeah. Danielle, I guess the broader question is, when someone is going through hardship, is it ever okay to ask them for a favor? You know, I guess that's the kind of the broader question. And I wonder, as a tactful person, do you think, how do you come down on that?
Do we know that Danielle's a tactful person at all?
No, I don't. I was just trying to be polite, if I'm honest.
Okay, well, I do a lot of shopping on Facebook Marketplace, and I have never talked anybody down on prices.
That suggests you're quite weak-willed as well.
Because that's built into the costs, I feel.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think of it like that. But also, if I see something that I think is overpriced, then I don't want it.
Do you know, we've had, Michael Hing, do you know that we've had two people back-to-back on this show, Mark Bonanno first, who are like Facebook Marketplace angels? Because Bonanno's the same as you. He never haggles.
Yes.
He sometimes pays more.
Yeah.
What?
He's like, oh, it's worth more than that.
Yeah, he was telling us last week that he was also just giving away things for free on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was the other side of that.
Things he didn't want.
Because he feels bad about charging.
Yeah.
I've done that before, but it was just for a plant that I had. It was too big.
A plant? Are you,
yeah, I just
are you at all concerned
like,
that plant might have been very well, very,
very valuable?
No, I know it wasn't. It was a fern and it just kept growing and I kept splitting it up and it kept growing. And I was like, I've got too much of this fern now. It's taking over my house.
That sounds like,
and then,
yeah, that sounds like a horror
speaking of valuable
movie.
Plants.
Yes.
I checked in on a guy I used to buy weed from in high school.
Yeah. That's known as a drug dealer.
Yes, yes. Well, he did once tell me, I was like, man, how do you grow this weed? And he was like, Hing, they call it weed for a reason, man. It'll grow anywhere, which has stayed with me to this day. I checked in with him. He is now, like, he must have gone to uni. I've been friends with him, but I haven't checked with him on Facebook. He went to uni, became a quite successful scientist, and was just recently involved in the Mars Rover 2 launch or whatever.
Do you have complicated feelings about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Part of me is like, I'm really glad that he's found something that is clearly very rewarding and meaningful in his life. But at the same time, it does make me feel if he was able to go from being a high school drug dealer to being that, it does bring into stark focus the lack of achievements in mine and many of my close friends' lives.
Do you think it's fair to feel like you should be doing better than your high school drug dealer?
I think so. I absolutely think so. I absolutely think so. This man sold drugs.
Well, what were you doing?
Yeah, I guess he was always entrepreneurial like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, he had a job.
Yeah, what did I fucking do in high school? Nothing. Yeah, I mean, have either of you checked in on your high school drug dealers? Or not necessarily someone who sold you drugs, but the person...
There was a guy who used to... When I was at university, this is true, and you might even remember him, Hing. He used to come to all the comedy shows that we put on, like the reviews, and get really drunk and heckle them. And then he'd also like put on his own comedy shows where he'd like get his dick out and prance around the stage.
Yes. I know the person you're talking about.
I think he may have, like, I'm going to get this wrong, but I'm pretty sure he like is on the cusp of inventing light speed travel. No, it's like an ion powered drive or something. It's like it would revolutionize like exploring the galaxy. And yes. I saw a proper like NASA article about it. And it's that guy.
Fucking infuriating. Fucking infuriating.
How about you? Has anybody in your life who you don't think should be successful come good?
No, I don't. My school was too small. I feel like everybody... I don't even know what anybody's up to, really, apart from my friends. But I feel like nobody's doing anything crazy. But also, there was like 45 people in my grade, so it doesn't leave that much room for there to be like outliers.
Sure. It is that thing, though, Danielle, where if you can't identify the person in the friend group, it could well be you.
That's a very
and
good
people
point.
People are like, oh, Danielle's on TV now, or she's on the radio. This is really interesting. And they're like, I really thought she was going to fuck up her life.
Honestly, probably. I would skip school all the time, but I would never like skip school the cool way. I would skip school and then go hang out in the music room with my music teacher and we'd play Disney songs on the piano.
That's not skipping school. That's
moving to a different school.
That is moving to a different part of the school.
Still counts, Danielle. Still absolutely
counts.
Yeah,
I used to wag. I'd just like, you know, like go to like other people's maths classes and sit there and get extra learning. Hing, do you have one to take us home with?
Yes,
usually,
I do.
Sorry, just so listeners know, this has nothing to do with Danielle. We know that she can read.
We absolutely
we've been messaging her for weeks about this episode. So we know that she can read. It's just that she's having to do this through her phone because her internet is cactus. And so she can't actually read an ad out loud.
Yes.
But just so you know, she can read, okay? I don't want to start weird rumors on Twitter or Instagram that Danielle Walker can't read, because that's just
Danielle
dumb.
Walker is illiterate.
Because she's got, I mean, she's got glasses. What are the glasses for if she can't read? Unless it's like overcompensating so people actually think that. I don't know. You join the dots or don't actually.
I mean, Danielle, you wouldn't have messaged us about the internet being like shitty where your holiday is right now and lied to us about that just as a giant ruse because you can't read. That would be... Yeah.
Well, how would I have been able to type that information to you if I couldn't read?
Well, exactly. I mean, you couldn't have gotten somebody else to do it and, like, you know, all that kind of thing.
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy. And then, you know what? Just to, like, show how stupid it is, I think I'm going to name this episode Danielle Walker Can't Read. Just
just so everyone knows, this is a fun joke.
Yeah.
All right. So this one was
okay, well, I'm going to get a video of myself reading and upload it, so there. Okay.
And again, I mean, it'd be impossible for you to use trick photography or have someone else, an earpiece where someone's telling you what the words say, all that kind of stuff. That would be insane.
That, I think that would be good proof for some people. Some people would be like, well, I've seen Lord of the Rings and I don't think there are such things as, you know, goblins and elves and things. But sure.
Yeah, it's not like you have a lot of spare time to commit to this fallacy. Anyway. This has been sent in by Hannah Burgess. Thank you so much, Hannah. It's taken from the Auckland area of Craigslist. And it is in... Actually, interestingly, this is in the labour, hauling and moving section of Craigslist. But it is not that. it's entitled Friends! (Open brackets) New Zealand, close brackets. And the image is of, I guess, some leftovers in a pot that someone has put their hand over. I think the image is irrelevant.
So hang on, this is in the labour and hauling section.
Yeah.
The title is Friends, and the image is of a pot.
And of those three things, only Friends is the relevant thing. I don't think the other two things are relevant.
And there's leftovers in the pot, like there's food.
Yeah, it's a filthy pot. It's a filthy, filthy pot.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, this reads, looking for friends, people who are nice, people who like drum and bass. Don't like folk music or trap, especially the hi-hats on trap. Kill me now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, okay, this is the person just
Does
looking
that mean
for people
anything to Michael
bass.
Hing? You're a radio DJ?
Yeah, well, it's just genres of music, you know?
Okay.
It's just the different genres of music people like. But this is where it's... So it starts off, you're just like, oh, you're looking for someone who's into the same music as you. That's fine. We all enjoy talking about music we like with other people. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But then it sort of takes a bit of a left turn. This is more describing people... that they want to be friends. People who won't talk badly behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
Friends who won't publish your vulnerable artworks online without your permission and then refuse to take them down.
Okay, well, that's getting specific, isn't it?
Very specific. People who will call you back and return your messages.
Hmm? See, that's gone back to broad. You know what I mean? Like, I would have escalated to, you know? But that's just me. I'm into structure.
People with green hair need not apply. Again, very specific. People with
Take
pink
that,
hair...
Take that, the Grinch.
Yes. People with pink hair, I'll be jealous, but you can apply. And now, this is... do you drink beer? I don't, and I don't like the smell.
You can't trap us. You can't trap us because we can read it in one go.
Want to go for a walk up the top of the Auckland Alien Spy Tower to see if we can decipher the messages being sent to the Berlin Alien Spy Tower. DM me. I don't know what the Auckland Alien Spy Tower is, but I'll look it up.
Okay, well, I'm going to say nobody wants to be friends with this person.
So that's a pass from you, Danielle?
That's a pass from me. I don't think you can't have so many prerequisites for friendship.
No, for sure.
It's just rude.
How many are you allowed to have? Just so I can take a note.
Like, two prerequisites.
Okay. Two at most.
And like what?
You cannot.
But hang on, are these like special prerequisites? Because, or are these like, you know, global? Can we take stuff as red? Like, or do you have to use one of your prerequisites to be like, isn't a Nazi? isn't a Nazi is not currently running me over.
Yeah, I guess maybe it would be like one is don't discriminate against people. But this person already discriminating on hair colour.
Yeah,
it's true.
Anyway.
I would say, I've just Googled, here's another thing. I just googled Auckland Alien Spy Tower. Doesn't exist. Not a real thing. So that's a made up thing. There is a sky tower.
It would be there. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Oh,
you just don't understand. They wouldn't. They wouldn't label it.
That's true.
Spy tower online. That's a dumb thing to do.
There's
dumb,
no stupid spy green tower, but there is a sky tower. There's a sky tower, which is 328 meters tall, and
if
I'm not sure
about.
If it,
if any of our New Zealand listeners understand what the fuck this person's talking about in that last sentence, do get in touch. And if you'd like to be friends with this person and you're in Auckland,
that is stuff on Craigslist.
I would honestly reconsider that, though. I'd have a think about why you want to do that.
Can I? There's one specific thing that really sticks out with me, Ben. Friends who won't publish your vulnerable artworks online without your permission. Now, do you think, because I'm sure you guys have seen this kind of thing online where someone will post like, my best friend doesn't think they're any good at drawing, but like, here's a drawing they did and it's fucking beautiful or whatever, right?
And then everybody's like, yes.
Yeah, this rules. We love it. We love it. Or like, you know, my boyfriend's been rapping in his bedroom for the last 2 years and he doesn't think he's any good, but I've put it online and I've tried, you know.
Yeah.
I can see a world in which a friend has done that, a vulnerable artwork posted online, you know, without your permission, as like what they think is a nice thing to do.
And everyone's just been like, oh, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, they're like my girlfriend, she's been painting flowers for the last 10 years and she thinks she's bad at it, but hey, she's really put her heart and soul into this one, and I wanted you guys to, everyone see it, please blow this up, internet. And then, like, everyone's just like, oh, blah, the line work, terrible. Ugh,
gets
yuck,
retweeted by, like, gets retweeted by Lin-Manuel Miranda as, like, yucko ducko. Makes it onto the Ellen show where she's like, well, here's an inspiring story about a lady who sucks.
Yeah, I think it's a terrible artwork. I think it's, like, one of the artworks I would have seen a girl at my school make, which is, like, you know when something is so lame but people think it's really cool, but it's lame, and everybody knows it's lame except for the art teacher.
Yes.
And that person.
Again, like, this feels
I reckon
very
this
specific.
Person,
yeah.
It's not specific at all.
Okay.
And I definitely couldn't name the artwork or anything.
But Danielle, it does also seem that you have some sort of, I guess, envy or jealousy in terms of approval from the art teacher, perhaps, that you're hanging on to many years after high school.
Did you?
Oh, no.
Did you also wag school to go hang with the art teacher?
Absolutely not. Only the music teacher. I would never do that to Mr. McGrath. I was just imagining that artwork, which I remember there was an artwork which was an old laptop that had been smashed up with a knife, and then they put fake blood on the knife and had it half into the computer, and then around it was like all bush plants and dried up leaves and stuff to talk about how technology is ruining the environment.
Oh, that was
the
good
artwork.
One, though, because that has... I like that because it makes me think... You know what I mean? It's like, are you sure the person you went to school with wasn't the clown prince of the underground art scene, only known as Banksy?
You know what?
I mean, maybe.
You know what really, I mean, again, I'm sure that your description of that artwork, Danielle, is incredibly biased, and actually it might have been quite cool. It's just you probably have a personal vendetta against this person or something. But
there is
one
voice you can describe anything in to make it sound shit. That's
that's
true.
But I will say that something about that artwork you described just then, why did the knife have blood on it? Because computers don't have
blood.
I don't
know. I can't help you with that. It just had blood on it.
I interpreted it as a cyberbullying statement, but that's just...
Oh, wow. This artwork is good. It has so many different layers.
But that's good because it makes you... Exactly. hey, Daniel Walker, this has been a bloody joy. And I want to say thank you so much for using all the data on your phone to do this bullshit podcast.
No worries. All for you.
Thank you. Now, you have a podcast...
Yes.
And it's currently going gangbusters because the Bachelor's back. It's on.
Yes, Bachelor in Paradise is back, and so is Batch Bitch, the podcast where me and Naomi Higgins bitch about the Bachelor and everybody else on the show.
Is this a Channel 10 sanctioned podcast?
Absolutely not. we have completely different takes to almost every other podcast out there. Somebody messaged us to say we always have the wrong takes.
That's impressive.
But
in
you
a
know
way.
What? We have fun.
What's the? I haven't been really following this season's Bachelor, but I know it's a tattooed man who was a former contestant on a previous Bachelor. He's now the Bachelor.
Well, I don't know because currently it's Bachelor in Paradise. I haven't looked into who's the Bachelor for the upcoming season.
Oh, sorry,
of
Bachelor
the
in Paradise. Sorry,
sorry what is the difference between Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise other than them being in Paradise?
Bachelor in Paradise is when there's a bunch of guys and a bunch of girls who've previously been on the show and they all go to this island and have to date each other.
Right, no, I misunderstood. Bachelor in Paradise, sorry, I was talking about Bachelor in Paradise, but I recognised one of the tattooed men as being a former contestant who left the previous Bachelor because I think his grandmother was ill or something.
Yes, that is Kieran. He was like the person of the season everybody fell in love with. He was like a sweet angel. And in Bachelor in Paradise, he's not so much a sweet angel. He's more of a fuckboy.
Oh, I see. What's been the juiciest storyline of Bachelor in Paradise?
So he's gone from being a real Ben Jenkins to a classic Michael Hing, you'd say.
Okay, that's... I'm your hero, frankly.
The juiciest plot line, I would say, would maybe be Kieran's, which is essentially he came into Paradise. He was liking this girl called Cass, was talking to her. She wouldn't kiss him on the first night they were hanging out, so he went to another girl's bed who said that she did have a crush on him. He slept in her bed that night. Then the next day, he went on a date with her. They were smooching all over a waterfall. He got back to Paradise. Another lady walked in. He dropped the one he'd been with, got with her. 2 days later, his ex-girlfriend arrives at some point and she drops the bombshell that
she wasn't
he
meant
left
to be, just
the
got
Bachelor.
Lost.
Yeah, he's... it's a nightmare.
Wait, what was this bombshell she dropped? She dropped a bombshell that what?
She dropped the bombshell that all through Angie's season of The Bachelorette, Kieran was calling her on the phone to talk to her and tell her that he was still in love with her and that when his grandma died, he left to be with her. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and then another lady walked in and he dropped the lady he was with and got with her.
So that's
again.
Like,
so it's like
five different ladies or four or five different ladies in the one Bachelor in Paradise.
Mm-hmm. So far, and he is not treating them with respect.
So and people disagree with your take on this. What's the other take? What do people love this guy?
No, I think everybody agrees with us on that take. Okay. That one's the only take you can have. I don't think you can really
you
have
really
a take
be a contrarian
other than
and be like he's a hero for doing that.
Yeah,
people
say
can
he's braver
catch
than
that.
Firefighters.
People can catch you and Naomi Higgins talking all things Bachelor on Batch Bitch, which you can get from wherever you find your podcasts. I just want to do a quick shout out to our patrons on our Patreon. Thank you so much for your support. It's been lovely and very heartwarming to see so many of you signing up. And to say thank you, last week, me and Hing and special guest David Harmon recorded a real stupid episode just for you guys, which you can find by going to the Patreon if you haven't already. Michael?
But also, we don't want you to get accustomed to that because, you know.
Absolutely
I don't know
not.
If we're gonna be
do
doing...
not. Do not think this is the new normal. I want you to lower those expectations again. You get nothing.
As soon as lockdown's over, let's be honest, I'm going to have people to see and dinners to eat. But until then, happy to keep recording bullshit with Ben.
Until next week, guys, thank you so much, Danielle, for joining us. Until next week, bye.
No worries.
Bye.
Bye. If you like pina coladas, get caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight, in the dunes of the Cape, then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.